The O'Sullivan Twins by Enid Blyton. The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from the children of Mendel Primary School, Bromborough, Wirral.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Easter Term at St. Clair's. Mother, did you know that Cousin Alison, who was at Redruth School with us, is going to St. Clair's next term? Said Pat O'Sullivan, looking up from a letter she was reading. Her twin, Isabel, was reading it too, the two dark heads side by side at the breakfast table. Yes, I knew, said their mother, smiling. Your Aunt Sarah wrote and told me. When she heard how much you liked St. Clair's, she decided to send Alison there too. And you can look after her a little the first term. Alison is a bit stuck up, said Pat. We saw her these halls, Mummy, full of airs and graces, and she's had her hair permed. Think of that. Shocking at her age, said Mrs. O'Sullivan. Quite time she went to St. Clair's.
I remember two girls who were terribly stuck up last summer holidays, said Mr. O'Sullivan, looking up from his newspaper. His eyes twinkled as he looked at the twins. My goodness, they didn't want to go to St. Clair's. They thought it would be a dreadful school, really horrid.
Pat and Isabel went very red.
Don't remind us of that, Daddy, said Pat. We were idiots. We behaved awfully badly at St. Clair's at first. Everyone called us the stuck-up twins. Or the high and mighties, said Isabel, with a giggle. Gracious, I can't think how anyone put up with us. Well, we had a pretty bad time to...